How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show!
Easy does it.
I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, welcome to wintertime, Hooley. This is great.
Man, this is...
Holy cow.
The ice cube. Yeah.
It came in full force, didn't it?
Kind of a little reminder of where we are.
Right, yeah. Just a
3 degrees. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal, Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you always catch us on the podcast, usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooley.com.
Now, well, Hooley, what do you think? How was Christmas?
Actually, it was really good. I mean, could have been a lot worse. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
My brother was there. My son's father-in-law was there. My son Billy's new girlfriend was there. And it was a mix of... and
different personalities.
Nobody stabbed each other or anything, so we survived and had a good time. And but, you know, there's safety in numbers. There were 10 people there. There's safety in numbers. So I'm going to remember that.
It's good to know.
And thank God for Uber. Because my brother was like, all right, I want to go now. I went, just going to put you in an Uber, and you're going to be home in 20 minutes. What's an Uber? Never mind, just come with me. So it was fun. Yeah, it was a very nice Christmas. We had a little tree. You know, we live in an apartment, but we had a little tree.
Well, you're the Baron of Berwyn.
I am the Baron of Berwyn, yeah.
Yes.
So we had how was yours?
It was great.
Yeah.
Same thing. We went to Mary Beth's house, or her brother's house. It's real nice.
Mary Beth's house is your house.
That's true. Yeah. Well, it's actually her house. But anyways, we went to her brother's house. We had a great time. Christmas Eve, we went to my daughter Peggy's house. So everything was great. It was kind of quiet, though.
Well, we're getting old again. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
That's good, actually.
Yeah, it is good because the old days you would wake up and you couldn't remember much about Christmas. But now we're
Did I really throw up on Aunt Agatha?
Yeah.
No, there's none of that anymore, thank God.
And then the chill came.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, hello, here we are.
Now, you're shoving off Saturday, right?
Yeah, going to Florida.
Perfect time to leave.
I know, I really feel bad about it, too.
I don't blame you one bit.
Really feel bad.
Hey, big shout out to Nora Sweeney. She's our waitress tonight, and she's helping us. She keeps bringing me those Irish coffees. Oh, they're good. But, it's not the whiskey, it's the coffee that gets me. It's the coffee.
You don't know if you're up or down when you drink.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of got it going both ways. Well, that's what I like at first. Now I'm going to cut it with some Guinness.
That's it.
What a show we got tonight, though, Skin.
Yes.
We got our old pal Steve Davern on the show from Cash for Kids. And that's not, well, it is Cash, actually. But he's the founder of the Johnny Cash Festival. Steve, welcome back to the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Great to see you guys.
Thanks for coming by.
It's always a pleasure to have you here, pal. And you brought your friend, John Maher, who's been on the show before. We'll get to him in a bit. But we got a great lineup here. When's the big concert?
This is our 13th year, I want to say, and it's January 20th, Saturday night, Irish American Heritage Center.
Oh, very good.
And we got 7 bands playing, led by the Waco Brothers and Iron Horse, Hayden Thompson.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Hey, the Flying Buffaloes are coming up from Nashville, and Memphis Stars coming down from Green Bay, and my band, The Dark Passengers, are playing as well.
Now, do you book all the talent for that show?
Yes.
Good for you.
That's wow.
And it all goes to the Gompers Park Little League?
Yes, Gompers Park Athletic Association, which is the Boys and Girls Little League, so the girls softball, boys baseball. And
where's Gompers Park?
Foster and Pulaski, essentially.
If you're on the north side, they'd crack you for even asking that, Skinny.
Yeah,
where's Gompers Park? That's like a sacred spot. Am I right, Steve?
Yeah, especially with the Union guys.
Samuel Gompers.
But it's a great little park, and it's a great league, and the all the parents.
Is that where you brought up your kids?
Yes. Yeah. And so the kids played in that league for a long time, and the parents, like a lot of the coaches, are the ones who staff the event, and
it's great.
They do very well, so works out.
It's a great event for people watching too. I mean, the characters that show up.
Well, the rockabilly crowd shows up. Yeah. And they're a little more colorful than the rest
of us.
They
are. They're wild.
You know, girls have those wild dresses on and the hair with the guys. And
the guys are like motorcycle dudes or, you know, or just...
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's an interesting crowd.
It's weird. That's the perfect word for it.
It ranges from about 20, 21 to 90.
There's
always a little old lady who finds me, no one looks like Johnny Cash. They're not playing enough Johnny Cash, which I take a lot of crap for. But the band's there. We try to do a show that Johnny Cash would enjoy. So I don't think Johnny Cash would like to see an impersonator in front of him. I think that might freak him out. Yeah. So we try to find stuff that carries the spirit of something he'd like. You know what I mean? So it's the bands are all original bands, actually, that work Cash songs into their set. Don't try to sound like him. Don't try to look like him.
Right.
But to bring that energy.
Just use his music, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Works out well.
And a lot of Cash aficionados show up. Probably a big highlight for their year every year.
Yeah, I was surprised to find out there wasn't like another big one of these in Chicagoland.
And this is your 13th year?
Yeah.
Good for you. That's terrific.
Started out at Rosie O'Brien's.
Where was that?
It's at Elston and Parkside. It's called the Nil Tap now.
Okay.
Guy we grew up with, me and John grew up with on John's block, Terry O'Brien, actually was his joint. So started there, and it just... Moved it to the Heritage Center. I didn't know about the whole Irish Johnny Cash thing. So, like, the Irish came out before. He was big in Ireland. I didn't know that.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, works out really well, and it's always nice. The Heritage Center, as you know, is a great place. So, I've never had an issue there. It's just a nice, great crowd. And
well, it sounds like you got a real cross-section, too. Right?
Yeah. So, works out really well. Tickets are available. There's a... If you go to Facebook, search Cash for Kids, the Johnny Cash Festival, there's a link to the tickets. You save $5 on a $20 ticket, so it's $15 if you order.
That's
cheap. Up until like next week. And you get 7 bands. You don't like the band you're looking at?
Yeah, it goes till past midnight, doesn't it?
Yeah, you just walk to the other room, you watch that band. But all the bands.
They're on stage in the auditorium. They're in the Fifth Province pub.
Yep.
And it's like a movable
there's
feast.
There's something for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's a lot of hot chicks there, I noticed.
I didn't notice that.
And you can't beat that with a stick. Nope. Well, that's great. Now, how much dough have you guys raised over the years? Do you have any idea?
Let's get to the bottom line.
Yeah, right? Where's the money? Ubi est mea.
I don't know. I'd have to add it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it does all right for the league. All the money, like after we pay for the bands and a couple little advertising costs, it all goes straight to the league.
Yeah.
So then it goes to their general fund, and it's helped the league out. Like,
sure.
It's essentially kept the cost down because there's some underprivileged kids that play in that league, and it makes it very affordable. So it's worked out
really
well.
That's a big production. How many bands?
7.
Wow.
You're about 900 to 1,000
people.
You ever
videotaped the thing?
Oh, yeah. There's different stuff posted online, and we have some video.
You got 1,000 people there?
Yeah.
That's great.
Because you can get over 700 in the auditorium,
yeah,
and then you can get another 4 in the fifth.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of making sure there's enough bars. So we got to chase Sheila around to make sure she opens enough bars there. Because otherwise, you know how it chokes at the main bar there. So
yes, I know it well.
We got 4 bars open. There's a lot.
Well, they usually have a little bar right outside the auditorium doors.
Yes.
Yeah, that's convenient.
A lot of parking for a Chicago location.
Yeah, there is.
So, works out really well.
So it's Saturday, January 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific.
It's Inauguration Day.
Not this year. It was last year.
I know.
It was. You know what? It's kind of.
Did you
funny.
Do it? Oh, you didn't do it. It was on a Saturday last year.
Yeah, and it was talked about. A lot of people like it, it. Yeah, it was kind of a big deal last year. I remember that. I was worried about other things, but whatever.
Well, did you bring us a tune?
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Wait! Back it up a little bit. Now, what's the name of the band you're playing with right now?
It's called The Dark Passengers. We can be found on Facebook as well. And we're based out of
Dark Passengers.
Geneva, Illinois now. So it's a couple.
How many people in it?
5.
Our old friend Tori Hamilton.
Tori Hamilton's in the band, and my old bass player from going back to Minnesota, Kurt Evinger, Jordan Dorstein, and Pete Steele, who's our drummer. It's a real solid crew.
What was the name of your other band? Tiny?
Pindrop Theater.
Pindrop Theater. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Our guitar player moved up to Green Bay.
What happened to Michael Sturks or whatever his name was?
That was Michael Sturks.
Oh, okay.
He moved up to Green Bay.
Did he lose a bet or
who
something?
Who would move to Green Bay?
Right.
You think Chicago is bad?
I'll tell you guys after the show.
It's like 20 below up there.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to go there for the winter.
start a beef over getting a street fix in Chicago and have it land in Rom's office and see if you can do business anymore.
Right? Oh, yeah. you know what? I was on this show with Paul Lesnick the other day.
I saw you.
Oh, thank you, Skinny. Right. It was funny, wasn't it? Because I don't know what I'm talking about. You this did. Guy's acting like
he was acting like you were a professor.
I'm like
political science.
And he goes, "Well, how would you fix the county?" I said, "Well, I'm sure there's a lot of waste in the county." He goes, "Really? You really think so?" I went, "Hey, have you ever been in a county building?
Yes.
What are you, nuts?
They're all sitting around doing nothing," he says.
"Go and try and get a piece of paper filed. See how much luck you have." Anyway, that's another story, though. All right, so the Dark Passengers, that's pretty cool. Now, how often do you guys play? Do you play a lot together?
Once every 40 days.
Oh,
and,
really?
It's kind of like we did some festivals Lenten in Chicago. Thing? We did Irish Fest. Yeah. We did Irish Fest at the Heritage Center last year. We did the Friday night inside gig. And then we played at a festival called Bites, Bikes, and Brews in North Mayfair.
That's the old neighborhood.
Yeah, old neighborhood where I was. And we've done some shows out in Geneva, and I got another one coming up in Cash for Kids. And I think we're playing Mayfest, which is next May. End of next May, yeah. And it's not confirmed
Where's
yet.
Where's that?
It's next June.
It's Lincoln Square.
And where is Davern's Tap?
Davern's Tavern.
Davern's
Thanks
Tavern.
For asking. My cousin Joey will appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's at 79th, just west
on the
of,
south side.
Of Roberts.
Yeah, okay.
So he does
You
really
guys
well
are Northsiders, so.
Yeah, well, my dad was the only one to move north. His other brothers and sisters stayed south. And, and my cousin, or my Uncle Tommy, had a bar at right by Midway Airport where they grew up. And that was Davern's Tavern back in the 80s.
Ah.
And his son, Joey Davern, now has this place.
And it's 79th.
It's in Justice.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's across from that cemetery.
Yeah. What cemetery? Oh, St. Mary's?
Mike Kenny used to live out there in Justice. Did
St. Mary's Great Cemetery? Guy. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know the name of it. It's a big one. It's right on the other side of 79th from the bar.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Now, I see pictures of you guys hanging out
You drop dead in the bar, they just throw you over the fence.
Over the fence.
Saves a lot
Hope
of money.
Somebody finds you.
Cuts down on county waste.
Now, your brother Jimmy and your brother Albert both live in, they spend the winters in Florida, or are they there all year?
Jimmy lives in Florida. Albert floats back and forth.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So he's a retired streets and sand guy. So he's,
Jimmy is one of my favorite guys.
Hey, everybody loves Jimmy.
He was the first guy to buy my book when he went out on Amazon.
Oh, no kidding.
I think he got the first copy. God bless him. Yeah.
Awesome.
So he's a character. How often does he come back? Does he come back in the summer?
Yeah, he's back about five times a year.
Oh,
it's kind of fun. His old crew comes out. And
Was Jimmy in Streets and Sand?
Albert was at Streets and Sand. Yeah, Albert for 30 years was at Streets and Sand.
Oh, well, that must have done a lot for his IQ.
Yeah, maybe.
There's more to that story, my friend. I'll tell you later.
It didn't improve it.
What are you going to do?
How about Ring of Fire?
Of course. The Johnny Cash Festival, sure. Steve Davern, Ring of Fire.
Thanks, guys.
Love, it's a burning thing. Fiery rain, bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 the flames went higher. It burns, burns. Burns. Ring of fire, ring of fire. Taste of love is sweet. hearts like ours meet. I felt for you like a child on a fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. Flames went higher and it burns, burns, burns. Ring of fire, ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. Ring of fire.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good.
Steve Darivan doing the Ring of Fire for the preview of the Johnny Cash Festival coming up January 20th.
Cash for Kids.
Cash for Kids at the Irish American Heritage Center. What time does that kick off?
6 o'clock. You walk in at 6, there's music playing.
Yeah, you can get tickets for $15 if you get them now, right?
Yeah, and I think it's up until like next week or something like that.
It's a great
Even
event.
If you pay 20, it's worth
there's
it.
There's people dancing in the aisles and stuff, and the people watching is just out of this world. And it's a lot of fun, and it's a great great break for your night. We're getting a good thumbs up from Terry Sweeney in the audience. And my old pal Drew McMahon is here, too. Hey, Drew, how you doing?
Drew, Drew.
You're on the air. Okay, so final plug for the Johnny Cash Fest next Saturday, or Saturday, January 20th, Irish American Heritage Center, 773-282-7035. That's the number, I believe.
4626 North Knox. Easy to get off of. Yeah. Hop off at the Wilson exit. Yeah. You're looking at the joint. So yeah. It's perfect.
Great, great place.
Yeah,
it certainly is. Place. I spend every Thursday night there. All right, so check it out, and you'll be doing a good deed for the Gompers Little League and all the kids and everybody. Right. And supporting all these great musicians. So
thanks so much.
Would you stick around and play us a tune at the end of the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, thanks for helping get the word out. I appreciate it.
All right,
pal.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to have you. We're going to be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad sandwiches and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love-to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836. Or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Yeah, I love that Smith Village. I wish I could go there. It's a terrific spot, and we want to say hi to Megan Luce and all our friends out at Smith Village, and so glad they are sticking with us as sponsors.
It's a great place, Hooley.
It really is, and we want to get back there and do a show. As soon as you get back from Florida, let's go over there.
It's terrific people.
Skin, now we've had this gentleman on the show several times, and as we followed the saga of our friend Natasha McShane, and your sister Mary was very involved with the whole
and
Natasha.
We went and visited Natasha.
She met with us in Belfast, and we went to a bar with her, and she was dancing. God bless her. She's
for the
making,
people that forget, how many years ago was it?
2010.
Okay. She was here from Ireland, and she got attacked by a savage and was beaten up really bad.
And our friend,
he got 90 years, didn't he?
Yeah, I got 90 years.
Thanks to John Maher, he got 90 years.
Yeah.
What was the guy's name? Viramontes or something?
Roberto Viramontes.
That piece of crap. Yeah. Anyway, he attacked this young Irish girl with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And her friend, Tracy. Stacy, yeah. We had her on the show as well.
Yeah. It was a horrible, horrible thing.
And it was a real moment in Chicago's Irish community. You know, we were shocked. Everybody was shocked. You and your brother, Mike, threw a big fundraiser.
Yeah,
I remember that.
A lot of dope
that was at Local 150, is it, or 399. Where was it then?
Yeah, it was at 150. We hit, or 399, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
We got hit a lot of
raised
God,
a
we
lot
had a ton
of money.
A ton of people there. And
yeah.
It was,
and then there was another fundraiser at the Heritage Center.
Yeah. Butch McGuire's, too. She worked at Butch McGuire's as a bartender.
Oh.
Did she? Natasha did. Natasha, yeah. Just a lovely kid.
Yeah.
And
horrible.
She didn't, you know.
She didn't deserve
this
that.
Piece of garbage came out of in the middle of the night. Anyway, so thank you for what you did.
Oh, it was an honor.
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk about interacting with families of victims, you'll never meet nicer people than the McShanes or Stacy Church either and her family. But the thing that I think captured the city was there was no warning.
Right.
Those girls were just walking down a lit street in a nice neighborhood.
Was it in Bucktown?
Bucktown. Right at Churchill Park. And
Right under a viaduct, wasn't it?
Right under the viaduct.
Yeah.
Came up behind them without a word, no warning. No demand.
Yeah, it wasn't like a mugging. It was just an attack. Yeah,
just started
wailing
them with a baseball bat right to the head, too.
Yeah.
And
I remember the stories of your final summation. You picked up the baseball bat.
I did. I think half my friends in the courtroom are afraid I might use it.
You made an impression. It was terrific. And God bless you for doing it. You know?
Thanks. It was
you
nice.
Really stood up for that kid.
Sure did.
Yeah. And you will never be forgotten for that, I'll tell you that. Put
Thank
that
you.
Jerk away for 90 years. That was great. And we had the mother on the show. And
Skinny's
sister, Mary. Here's a backstory on that. When Natasha was in the hospital, and it was in all the papers and everything, Skinny's sister, Mary, had a relic of St. Oliver Plunkett that she brought to the hospital and didn't know them, I don't think. Right?
Didn't know them at all.
Just said, would you like to have this while you're, you know, you're trying to get your kid back, and they absolutely
accepted and became close friends.
And she had that with her throughout her hospital stay.
Right. Yeah,
and
right.
and at the rehab center at RIC.
Yeah.
And it touched her. And the city, you know, really went out of its way to embrace them because so many people felt terrible about what
sure.
happened to her.
Really did.
And a lot of people who love the city were afraid that that would be the, you know, the message that people are left with about Chicago, and it's not at all that way.
Yeah.
And so they really were embraced by the city, and the generosity was overwhelming. And Sheila talks about it. She really does.
Yeah.
Well, when we were in Belfast, Skinny and I go to Ireland every year, and we had like 40 people with us in Belfast, and we met Sheila McShane and her daughter Natasha for dinner.
Right,
and,
right.
And she was really she was engaged.
Just, yeah.
She was dancing and just having fun. And
she was a lot better than
we thought.
Yeah. We thought she would be, yeah. And Mary still keeps in touch with her, my sister Mary.
Yeah.
Her mom told a funny story. She wanted to have a glass of wine. Natasha did.
Yeah.
And her mom said, only one. Huh. And she said, what's the point of only one?
Yeah. I know the feeling. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But you did a great job.
You really did.
And
God bless you.
Name,
Peg O'Garrett.
Peg, we had Peg on the show,
yeah,
too.
She was terrific. Yeah.
You have to mention
Southside
Peg.
Gale.
Yes,
yeah.
she is.
Yeah. But now you got another thing coming up.
I do. I'm going to make a run at Judge.
Good for you. Well, I'll tell you what. I got a note from Marty Malarkey today. He says, John Maher is my kind of judge. Do you know Marty? Okay, that's even better. That's awesome. he's the concierge at McCormick Place, and he knows everybody.
Well, we're not sure. We won't get a ballot number yet, but it's going to be the first race on the ballot. As you go down the ballot, the first judicial race is where I'll be third name down, John Maher.
And you've had, how long have you been a prosecutor for the state's
attorney's
office?
I've been with the office 24 years over four different administrations.
Wow.
Yeah. When did you start?
It was 94.
And who was there then? Was it O'Malley?
It was O'Malley.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim O'Malley.
No, it was
Jack O'Malley.
Jack O'Malley, yeah.
And then
a Republican.
Dick Devine.
And then Anita Alvarez.
And now you got a public defender in there. She's done a great job of letting everybody out. We want to congratulate her.
You know what, Skinny? I saw Anita Alvarez at the River Forest Post Office yesterday.
Did you?
I gave her a copy of the book.
Did you?
She was on the phone. I just went, here, take this. Merry Christmas. She was like, oh, okay. She'll know everybody in
she'll
it.
She'll laugh like
yeah,
crazy.
She will. She'll get a kick out of it. Yeah, it's kind of a crazy situation. Well, you can't comment on
that. Yeah, you can't say anything.
No, are you still with the state's attorney's office?
I am. I'm one of the deputy supervisors of the gang unit. So
that
we
must
do,
be very interesting.
It is. It's every day is different.
And we just had a huge case.
We prosecuted the first RICO case under the statute in Cook County. DuPage had done one. But my partners and I... prosecuted 20 different gang members from the Black Souls street gang on the west side.
The Black Souls.
Yeah, it's a menacing name.
Yeah.
And they were a menacing group. Eight murders took place over a number of years, kidnapping, weapons violations, heroin
drugs.
Sales. Really terrorized an entire neighborhood.
What neighborhood?
Monroe and Pulaski.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They're geographically a small gang, but... enforced their rule there with vicious violence.
Whose idea was it to say, let's slap these guys with a RICO?
You know, a lot of credit has to be given to the Chicago Police Department,
yeah.
and Superintendent McCarthy was one of the people
who
worked with the FBI initially.
Yeah.
And there was a man named Claude Snulligan who was strong enough and willing to testify against these guys because they kept selling heroin in front of his house. And they tried to pay him off, and when he wouldn't take the bait, they tried to intimidate him. And when they
what
couldn't,
was his name?
Claude Snulligan. And when he refused to bend, they killed him right out in the middle of the street in the middle of a Saturday afternoon.
No kidding.
And that's what started the investigation going.
Wow.
And really was a collaborative effort with the FBI, Chicago Police Department, my office, the State's Attorney's Office, and a lot of credit to my bosses in special prosecutions, and Stephen Block is my boss, and John Brazel, and Brian Holmes, all these guys, Tom Darman, worked very hard along with my partners and I to to bring the case to trial.
How many guys did you put into this net that you brought him down?
There were 20 that were indicted initially.
Terrific.
And then 14 of them pled over a number of years, and then we took six to trial, and it was a spectacle to see just the physical layout of the courtroom to have six defendants at one time. Judge McHale presided. He did a terrific job. And then, you know, two attorneys each. There are 12 defense attorneys.
Wow.
There were seven prosecutors.
Who paid for the defense attorneys?
Initially, many of them were private attorneys.
Yeah.
And then at some point, many of them were appointed. So the county did take some of the water on those bills.
Yeah.
But it was the right thing to do because it allowed for the case to come to trial quicker. And rather than have those guys languish for, you know, several more years while other attorneys would have had to come up to speed on the case. Because we called 102 witnesses.
Wow.
There were 830 exhibits.
Were people afraid to testify against these guys?
There were some reluctant witnesses, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Understandably so.
Sure, because they'll kill you.
Two of our victims were witnesses.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So they crossed all boundaries. And that's why they were targeted, quite honestly, by law enforcement. They're a dangerous crew. Wow.
When did this all go down?
Well, over a range of years, many years, actually.
Yeah. And did they find them all guilty?
The six we took to trial, in addition to the 14 that pled, all six were found guilty of all counts.
And how much time are they getting?
Up to life in prison.
Oh, that's great. You know, lately it seems like a lot of the judges are letting these jerks just out on bail immediately. And it's like, what the heck is going on?
They changed all the rules.
Yeah.
Rules are changing.
And they come right back out there, you know, hit somebody over the head or shoot them, and the next thing out there, and they're on the street the next day, and they're doing it again. You know,
they're not criminals. They're mental patients
now. Oh, I guess. Yeah. Oh, poor them.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's too much goo-goo nonsense going on. You can't say anything, but I can.
What about you? We only hit 20 carjackings this week.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. Yeah.
That's it in every part of the city, too.
Yeah.
That's an eye-opener. If you live off the highway or a major thoroughfare, you're fair game now.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Whenever you go in those areas, you just got to look around all the time and
Moving.
Especially in this cold weather, I would say this to people, anyone listening. I know it's tempting to leave your car running when you're running to the gas station or running to, you know, get something real quick from the store. Turn the car off and take the keys with you.
And lock it.
Because, like you say, you have your head on a swivel and have some street smarts, because it's a lot of these crimes are opportunistic.
Crimes of opportunity.
Yeah, they really are. And the other thing I tell people is make sure to make eye contact when you're walking past people or engaging people, because when you look at people like that, I think it does have an effect where it's a deterrent, you know.
But if they have a gun, give them whatever they want.
Give them whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know, it's certainly not worth it.
Because they'll shoot you.
Yeah. That's the other thing I've seen over the years. It doesn't seem to have been that way a long time ago. Criminals will come across people, and there might be one or two people in the car, and might not even be the intended target, and they'll still go through with it now. There's something that's changed a little bit.
These are scary times, I'll tell you that. Especially because of the leniency, I think, of the judges and letting these jerks out and everything. It's nuts. So that's why we need a guy like John Maher on the bench.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What's your punch number?
We don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
They'll finalize it in the next few weeks, I think mid-January. But like I say, look for that first judicial race on the ballot when you go down your list.
This is in March.
March 20th.
March 20th, okay.
And early voting, I should know, but I don't. It starts a little earlier, and that's the same ballot you'll get.
What district are you running in?
Countywide.
Countywide.
Oh, are you? And where do you live?
I live at... generally in
don't give your address.
East Village.
That's in New York.
Ukrainian Village.
Oh, Ukrainian Village.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
East Ukrainian Village.
Okay. Hey, geez, Billy.
The souls coming to get you.
Yeah. How dare they use the word souls? Yeah.
It
anyway.
Should be soulless.
Soulless. Absolutely. Well,
Well, congratulations on doing such a great job.
We want you to win.
Thank you. And I do want to share the credit with my partners. I could not have done it without all the hard work of my partners in the state's attorney's office as well, the Chicago Police Department. They do fantastic work. FBI helped us on that case.
That's great.
Our investigators, the state's attorney's office investigators, were
terrific. That must have been a heck of a thing to put together.
Tom Darman, my good friend, you know, I give him credit for the, there was an accordion effect to that case. You've got 11 weeks of trial. So some days we might have 8 witnesses ready to go. The next day, 2, you know, people who have different
schedules.
Out
or whatever,
So he did a wonderful job of keeping it, you know, balanced and
our producer, steady. Billy Wooten, just handed me a note. Early voting starts February 8th.
Thank you.
February 8th. So remember that name, John Maher. Is that how it is on the ballot?
Yes, very simply. No John Maher, M-A-H-E-R.
Okay.
And where'd you grow up again? You went to Loyola High School?
Steve and I grew up together on the northwest side in Wildwood Park.
And Wildwood Park.
Yep, I'm a Catholic leaguer. I went to Loyola Academy.
Good for you.
And then I went on to Indiana, and then I attended law school here in Jot Marshall, where I have been lucky enough to do a little teaching in the adjunct faculty.
Okay. Oh, do you? Yeah.
Yes.
But you don't play any instruments or anything like that, like Steve. Right?
I gave him his first guitar. I figured out very quickly
over
I
the
couldn't
head.
Play it. And I said, let's go play basketball or throw a ball around. And he picked up a guitar and started playing it.
And he got the chicks after
boy,
that.
Boy, yeah. Then I became his roadie.
That's great. So you've had a lot of – how many years were you a prosecutor?
24 now.
I bet you've had amazing cases.
Oh, there's been – a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of sad stuff, but, you know, a lot of funny stuff, too.
Yeah.
You see
gallows
people,
humor, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, a lot of gallows humor with my partners. You see, some of the stuff people go through and they just persevere. The way victims' families and victims themselves are able to come through things is just remarkable. But I'll try to remember the funny
stuff.
Is this
down at 26th and Cal?
I've been there, just about my whole career.
Yeah, oh, wow. Tough.
That's
a hard
place.
Building. You know, a woman who was there a long time made a great comment about that building. If you've been there, you know. She said that building either accepts you or rejects you because it's a hard place.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
But a lot of good things happen there.
There was one funny case that my cousin Biza was telling me about.
Yeah.
He had to go to court. This is going back quite a few years. And there was a case before him which involved some Southside people, and they came into court, and the guy, part of the thing that the guy was saying that he was crazy, and actually the defendant wanted to say he wasn't crazy, and the judge, he brought a character witness with him, one of his buddies, and the judge said to him, well, it says here that he does this and he does this, and then the judge said to him, well, Leroy, it also says here that he talks to himself when he's alone. Is that true? The guy looked at the judge and said, I don't know, Your Honor. I ain't never been with him when he's alone. He said the whole courtroom went up for grabs.
Do you remember Judge Joe Masaleo by any chance?
I don't.
Okay. He was a great entertainer in the
courtroom. Oh, he was, yeah. He was out in Bridgeview, though.
Some guy came in and said his name was Michael Jackson, and Joe said, let's see you do the moonwalk. And he did it, and he went, dismissed.
True story.
That's for the late Joe Masaleo.
Yeah, Joe's
well, I think because you've been through this, because you know what the game is, you'd be a great judge. You know?
I'd like to think so, yeah. I've had a lot of experience. I think I've had 90-plus jury trials.
Wow.
I don't know how many bench trials, a lot.
And you've also dealt with a lot of victims.
Always. The vast majority of, now the majority of my cases have been murder trials. So
really?
I deal with those victims' families and extended families as well. And then a case like, you know, Natasha, where she survived but is never quite going to be the same.
No, she'll never be the same.
And you see the ripple effect it has with
all
those
family members.
Well,
the interesting thing about her, not only her family members, but the entire Irish-American community is her family now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody really rallied around her, and
My understanding was originally, when it first happened, people were reluctant to let their kids come over for a period of time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They were.
Yeah. She was a J-1. Yeah,
yeah, they were concerned about their letting their daughters go.
It was terrible.
And that's the last thing we want is anybody to be afraid of Chicago. Although you should be somewhat
reluctant in some.
You know, be on your toes when you're here. Because
to be aware is to be alive, right?
Yeah.
Right.
This is not Disneyland, folks. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
All right, John.
And thanks so much, and thanks for all
you've done. February 8th is early voting. March 20th is the election. Remember that name, John Maher, on your ballot. We need him as a judge in Chicago.
Right. Thanks, sir. Yeah. Thanks, Skinny.
Thanks for your 24 years of
Yeah, God bless you, pal.
Thank you.
You're the best. All right, but right back on the Skinny and Huli Show for these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Break. And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Oh, love that
Riley.
That
John Maher's terrific, isn't he?
He was dynamite.
Yeah.
What a great He's just an all-around great guy and a great guy to have working in the city of Chicago. We need more guys like him.
Hey, Hooley, how are your book sales going?
Terrific. Having a blast.
It's a good New Year's Eve gift, isn't it?
It is just a good New Year. It's a good New Year's Eve gift. It's a great St. Joseph's Day gift. It's a great.
You've been doing book signings all around.
Yeah, I've been. Thankfully, I'm going to go on a little bit of a break right now, but.
But the people can't get it for New Year's. They can wait till Ash Wednesday.
They can get it whenever they want, right on Amazon. But the nice thing about it, the book, it'll be relevant all the way through Election Day, March 20th, 2019. So is that, March 20th?
That's not the mayoral.
No, that's the mayoral is 2019. Right. Election Day, March 20th for our friend John Maher.
Right.
All right, Skinny, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Hearts or Wrongs or Ken's or any of those great Irish saloons and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist and he says to me, hey, holy who day.
Bridget Harkin, Bridget Duffy was her maiden name, wife of the late John Harkin, mother of William, Annette, Sean, grandmother of four or five. Holy, she was waked up at the Oaks Funeral Home on Irving Park. And she asked, her internment was taking place in Ireland.
Oh, that's where I want to be buried.
Yes. Yeah. So
God rest her
soul.
But
she asked for donations to the Alzheimer's Association. So
Skinny
Bridget Harkin.
John McCann, a native of French Park, County Roscommon, husband of the late Bridget for 57 years and the father of Helen Thomas, is known for his boundless energy, irrepressible good cheer, and gregarious Irish nature, which made him a cherished friend to so many. God rest his soul, John J. McCann.
Tom Gallagher of Downers Grove, formerly of Westmont, brother of the Dr. Richard, Mary Beth, Daniel, and Dr. James Gallagher. Many nieces and nephews, Hooley. He was great uncle of many nieces and nephews' kids. But anyways, he was buried from Holy Trinity Church to Queen of Heaven Cemetery. So he was a devoted Catholic and a chaplain in the Army, active member of a prayer group. He loved Irish stories, and he had a great Irish wit. So say a prayer for Tom Gallagher, 78, of Downers Grove.
God rest his soul. Now, some of these people we had to recycle from last week because we didn't have time to get them all in. So I had to put them on ice, so to speak. But they're still dead. Okay, John McDonough, native of Letlermullen, County Galway, beloved husband of Barbara and the father of Marie, Joseph, Michael, and Thomas. Proud member of Carpenters Union Local 358, in lieu of flowers, donations to Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. God rest his soul. And he's being waked at Cooney's, Joseph McDonough.
And Ann Carney of Cape Coral, Florida, passed away, Hooley. She was born in Swinford, County Mayo.
Oh, that's where everybody's from. Tony Golden's from there, yeah.
And her parents were James and May Carney. She emigrated here in 1952 to St. Charles, but she retired to Cape Coral. Someone that was in Florida, but she had her mass here at St. Patrick's Church downtown. And she asked for donations to go to the Irish American Heritage Center. So say a prayer for Ann Carney.
It's kind of what we're going to do. If you die in Florida, we'll have your mass here, though, right?
No, we'll have it down in Florida. Okay. It'd be too cold here. You'd probably try to put me on ice.
You'll wait for two weeks.
You'll put me on ice.
The shovels won't be able to break the ground. Mike Malloy, only 52, native of Turmacady, County Mayo in Ireland. That's where everybody in Chicago is from, Turmacady. God rest his soul, Mike Malloy. A friend of ours, Bill Crawford, you know Bill.
Yeah.
One of his good friends, Michael Connell, a native of Chicago's Beverly neighborhood and a longtime Chicago Board of Trade, chief market strategist, the confidant of Pat Arbor, the infamous Pat Arbor. The cause of death, a brain hemorrhage. Mike was just weeks short of his 63rd birthday. And he's survived by his daughter, Cadence, and his sister, Diane. He served as a top advisor to the CBOT leadership during an era when the exchange was undergoing a revolution.
Buddy
of Charlie Carey's and Bill Crawford. Anyway, this was just last week. Funeral arrangements are pending, but he was a good friend of our pal, Bill Crawford. God rest his soul, Mike O'Connell.
Hey, and Ronald Moran, 84, of Chicago, retired Chicago Police Department captain, Korean War veteran, passed away December 22nd. He's preceded in his death by his parents, William and Catherine, his brother, William Moran, his first wife, all these people preceded him, Dora Ann, and his sons, Richard and Mark. He's also survived by his children, Renee, Thomas, Colette, Daniel, and also his wife, Joyce. Seven grandchildren, born and raised, graduated from St. Philip's High School on the West Side. One in the Army, served in the Korean War, 1953 to 1955. He was the past commander of AMVETS Post 13. Retired from the police department in 93. Spent a lot of time up in Williams Bay. A Bear fan and a White Sox fan, which is really important.
It is.
And buried
in these Northsiders
in Queen of Heaven Cemetery. So say a prayer for Ron Moran, 84.
My dad had to know him. My dad, same high school, same year,
yeah.
Korea,
St. Phillips,
and police department. So that's amazing.
Moran was a police captain too.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Also, Ron T. Nelson, 86 of River Forest. His sons were good friends of mine. U.S. Army veteran. I went to his funeral last week. What a turnout. I mean, it was just packed. He had 11 kids. And then his first wife died, and he remarried. Was married another 20 years. He just died. I won't mention all. Well, his kids are Mike, who's my good friend, Mary Ann, Lappy, Kevin, James, Chris, Scott, another friend of mine, Melissa, Brian, Todd, another friend of mine, Matthew, and the late Maureen. Just an amazing guy. I saw Tony Golden at the wake with his wife, Kay.
There was only 10 kids. You missed one.
11.
Oh, you missed 11. One.
Well, okay, I'm glad you're keeping count. You can go back and read the obit, folks. His greatest success had no room for measurement. It was his loving wife of Nancy of 41 years, raising a family of 8 boys and 3 girls.
Wow.
At the other untimely death of Nancy, he remarried Eileen Dwyer, another Trinity High School graduate, where they spent the next 18 years caring for another one. He was also a Naples, Florida guy. God rest his soul. Ron R.T. Nelson. Big shout out to Mike, Todd, and Scott. And also Greg Dempsey. Now, I just got this morning. Oak Parker, just a great neighborhood guy. Demps, we called him over at Kebbles. God rest his soul, Greg Dempsey. And
so say a prayer for all
those
people.
Say a prayer for all of them. We're going to take a little break here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his 3 sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate 2 locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal, We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
And we are back on the Skinny and Hooli Show. Having a blast here.
Hey, Hooli, I want to take a quick second to thank all the trades that helped us build out our new office for Special Olympics.
Oh, yeah. It's McHugh Construction, swanky, I understand. Yeah.
McHugh Construction, particular, but all
McHugh Construction, oh, good for them.
The plumbers and the electricians and the carpenters and all these guys came in and they did everything for nothing. And it's really nice. It's a big office and we can do a lot of good stuff. So made a huge difference in Special Olympics. So I want to thank them.
Now, Skinny, you and I were at a Charlie Carey's Christmas party last week, right before Christmas. And you and Julia were off to Cubs Park, and you had some big news. Can you talk about that big news?
Well, we got $100,000 from the Cubs, so it worked out pretty good.
I'd say that's big news. That's terrific.
It was real good.
For Special Olympics.
For Special Olympics. So we want to thank the Cubs and
Ricketts,
and the White
Ricketts
Sox
family.
Are very good to us, and so are all the other teams. So.
Yeah, we are. Oh, okay. All right, so Steve Davern. From Cash for Kids, coming up January 20th at the Irish American Heritage Center. Coming up. Get your tickets now because it's just an absolute gas. Okay, Steve's going to play us out with something.
Yeah, it's a new song from the band The Dark Passengers. Just made it about a month ago and in the studio. It's called You Be Me. There's a live version of it posted on our website, which is ReverbNation.com.
ReverbNation.com.
The Dark Passengers.
The Dark Passengers, yeah.
And we'll have a studio recording of this coming out probably within a week or two. So.
And there's also a Facebook page for the Cash for Kids, correct?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page for Cash for Kids. And
there's also a Facebook page for John Maher for Judge.
Yes. That's right.
Go ahead, Steve.
All right, guys. It's called You Be Me.
I'll be your maid, I'll be your savior, fast and true. May you be me, and I'll be you. May you be me, and I'll be you. Yeah, I'll be your inside, I'll be your heart. I'll keep the light on in the dark. I'll be a compass, see it through. Yeah, you be me, and I'll be you. Yeah, you be me, and I'll be you. Watch them cry, watch them dream, watch them grow taller than you. Yeah, you be me, and I'll be you. Yeah, you be me, and I'll be you. Yeah, you be me.
Excellent.
Good song.
Perfect timing.